Our first letter is from Mrs. Olive Green of Saxlingham Nethergate. Shakespeare would turn in his grave if he could see the crummy litter messing up his sceptred aisle. Just walk down Surrey Street opposite the First Aviva building. There stands what was once a fine house or office block, now empty. No one knows why. It has magnificent black railings and what was once a pretty lawn, except now it is defaced by a litter of tin cans, discarded food cartons, fag ends and all manner of rubbish. It saddens me every time I see it. Why doesn't someone clear it up? Also, on the bus going home through Dunstan to Stoke Holy Cross, the same sorry tale. Someone swallows a Coke, has a ready meal or sandwich, and chucks the remains out of the speeding car window. What is wrong with these people? Have they no pride in our city and lovely countryside? Litter picks are wonderful, but can't cover everywhere. It's such a shame. This isle, as Shakespeare would have it, set in the midst of a silver sea. Set in the midst of a sea of rubbish would be more apt.
Talking staves off loneliness, says Diana Ray of Norwich. Why waste money revamping and refurbishing a perfectly good customer service centre at County Hall at the cost of £270,000? Sorry, City Hall. The present centre is part of the original building of City Hall. The counters are tomorrow's cultural heritage that one day tourists will flock to marvel at. People should continue to be able to just drop in to talk to staff while they pay their rent, etc. It staves off their loneliness that we hear so much about. It sounds as though City Hall have got the money and must rush to spend it willy-nilly. Why? The present system still works. Queues mean waiting people get talking.
Our final letter comes from G.P. Brown of Norwich, who thinks housing is ideal for a former church. You report the planning application for the redundant St. Peter's Church on Park Lane is to go to appeal. As I understand it, the vendors had to seek a community use at first, with no interest being shown, not even from the vociferous local populace banding together to buy it for such community use. Should the appeal be turned down, despite the national housing shortage, the premises would appear to be an ideal opportunity to house 40 or 50 students at a walking distance, midway between the UEA and NUCA sites. A major benefit would be to reduce the pressure on purchase and conversion of existing family housing by student landlords. Indeed, the City Council should actually be encouraging such provision, avoiding conversion of existing residential property by refusing planning permission for any expansion in numbers at both universities, unless such extra accommodation for Year 2 and 3 students off campus is demonstrably available or being built or converted.
More news stories now, including royal recognition for a Norfolk manufacturer and budgets are stretched for the region's colleges. But first, roadworks are causing frustration.